Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Romans chapter 8, verses 21 and 23. Creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the freedom and glory of the children of God, as we wait eagerly for our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies. We are eager expectors. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Did you know that when your mom and dad found out they were going to have a baby, they began telling others? Good news, everyone! We are expecting! They shared the date when you were to be born, and everyone waited eagerly for the day of your birth. They were eager expectors. But would you call a woman in labor an eager expector? Even as she's experiencing the pain of giving birth, she's eagerly expecting a child. In today's reading, our natural world is also pictured as waiting for the sons of God to be revealed in us. No one on earth really knows who the true believers are. That will be revealed on Judgment Day, and that's what the entire world is waiting for. The world God created is described as a person filled with hope, hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Someday, the creation will be set free from pain. No more floods, no more forest fires, no more droughts, no more pollution. On Judgment Day, nature will be freed. Finally, it will be able to glorify God the way it was supposed to before the fall into sin. In a way, nature is an eager expecter of Judgment Day, and so are we. Just like the world, we also are groaning because of all the problems we face. But it's also a groan of hope as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. It means you as a Christian have a lot to look forward to on Judgment Day. On that day, everyone will know that you are a child of God, a true believer. Your body will be redeemed. In other words, your body will be raised from the dead. All the problems you experienced will be gone, and you will be restored to perfect condition. Then you will be able to perfectly glorify God without any sin, without any problems getting in the way. Guess what? It means we are eager expectors of Judgment Day. Here's what an eager expector sounds like. I know that I am a sinner, and that I deserve to be judged for it on Judgment Day. But I eagerly expect that God will forgive me. I know He will, because Jesus has taken my sins away at the cross, and He rose from the dead to prove it. That is real hope. We give thanks in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for completing our salvation so we can eagerly expect your return on Judgment Day, when we will live with you in glory forever. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.